Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, again, as we go into your word, I ask the Holy Spirit to come forward to open our hearts and our minds, Father, to be receptive to this word so that we can receive it with better understanding, Father, and be better equipped to reach out to help those that are walking in darkness, Father, to realize that they need more than themselves, that they need the Lord Jesus. And as they hear the word, that Father, they will walk from that darkness to the light, that light of Jesus, and repent and be forgiven and start their life anew. Start building, studying, spending time with Him and with you in order to make heaven their home. And Father, if we have spoke anything or thought anything today that has not been pleasing to you, forgive us, Father. And let us know what it is so that we do not repeat it. Now, Father, be with us and with our hearts as we go into communion, Father. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. For all that takes communion with us this evening, if you've got everything ready, get your bread. Because on the night that the Lord Jesus was betrayed, He took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and saith, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Take your bread. Now get your cup, and after the same manner also, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Drink your cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. All right. Now, we're going to be for our scripture tonight. We're going to be in Chapter 15. Take that back. I looked at the wrong thing. We're still going to be in Chapter 15, 1 Kings. All right. Now, as we begin here, we're going to be dealing with another one that doesn't reign in his leadership as he should. Now, we're going to be dealing with Abijam. Now, in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, reigned Abijam over Judah. 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maachah, the daughter of Abishalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father. Now, when we look at those three verses, we see this Maachah, the favorite of Rehoboam's 18 wives, was the daughter of Uriel of Gilgal. And therefore, the granddaughter of David's son, Absalom. She was the mother of Abijam, which also was called Abijah, and grandmother of Asa. Like her grandfather, she was a strong-willed person whose influence for evil was ended only by Asa's reform. Now, to go into 4, nevertheless, for David's sake did the Lord his God give him a lamp in Jerusalem to set up his son after him and to establish Jerusalem. 5, because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord and turned not aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, save only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. 6, and there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. 7, now the rest of the acts of Abijam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam. 8, and Abijam slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa, his son, reigned in his stead. Now Asa's reign in Judah. 9, in the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned Asa over Judah. And 41 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Micaiah, the daughter of Abishalom. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David, his father. And he took away the Sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. Well, he's removed them all. Guess he got rid of them golden calves and all. Now, 13. And also Maachah, his mother, even her, he removed from being queen because she had made an idol in a grove. And Asa destroyed her idol and burnt it by the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord all his days. And he brought in the things which his father had dedicated and the things which himself had dedicated into the house of the Lord, silver and gold and vessels. And there was war between Esaias and Bashiah, king of Israel, all their days. And Bashiah, king of Israel, went up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might not suffer any to go out or come in to Uzziah, king of Judah. Then Uzziah took all the silver and the gold that were left in the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house, and delivered them into the hand of his servants. And King Uzziah sent them to Benadad, the son of Tamariah, the son of Hezion, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, there is a league between me and thee, and between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent unto thee a present of silver and gold. Come and break thy league with Messiah, King of Israel, that he may depart from me. So Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Uzziah and sent the captains of the host which he had against the city of Israel and smote Ajon and Dan and Abel-Beth-Maacah and all Shinar with all the land of Naphtali. And it came to pass when Bishai heard thereof that he left off building a Ramah and dwelt in Chiraz. 22. Pardon me. Then King Uzziah made a proclamation throughout all Judah. None was exempted. Pardon me, Mom. Now, I'm still trying to find out what's causing that. I don't have a sore throat or nothing that way, but my throat just fills up. Now, then King Uzziah made a proclamation throughout all Judah. None was exempted, and they took away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha had built. And King Asa built with them Sheba of Benjamin and Mizpah. The rest of all the acts of Uzziah and all his might and all his that he did and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? Nevertheless, in the time of his old age, he was deceased, disease in his feet. And Uzziah slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father, and Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead. Now we come to the reign of Jehoshaphat, 25. And Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, began to reign over Israel in the second year of Uzziah, king of Judah, and reign over Israel 2 years. 26, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the ways of his father and in his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin. 27, and Baasha, the son of Ahijah of the house of Issachar, conspired against him and Basha smote him at Gibrathah, which belonged to Philistines. For Nadab and all Israel laid siege to Gibrathah. 28. Even in the third year of Uzziah, king of Judah, did Baasha slay him and reign in his stead. 29. And it came to pass when he reigned that he smote all the house of Jeroboam. He left not to Jeroboam anything that breathed until he had destroyed him according unto the saying of the Lord which he spake by his servant Ahijah the Shulamite. 30. Because of the sins of Jeroboam which he sinned, and which he made Israel sin by his provocation, wherewith he provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger. 31. Now the rest of the acts of Nadab and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? We're going to find, when we get into the book of Chronicles, we're going to find out a lot more about these kings, evidently. Now, 32. And there was war between Messiah and Bishai, king of Israel, all their days. In the third year of Uzziah, king of Judah, began Bishas, the son of Ahijah, to reign over all Israel in Tarsus, 24 years. 34. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of Jeroboam and his sin, wherewith he made Israel to sin. And we have now come to the end of chapter 15. And we've been reading here about more kings that they was a couple of them walking with the Lord, but they was just that many or more walking against him and causing Israel to sin. We'll be stopping here for the evening. God willing, in the morning, we can be going forward in with chapter 16. And 16 is going to start out with Jehu's prophecy against Bishai. So we're going to find some more. But evidently, we're not going to be walking with the Lord. Reminds us about lots of day, don't it? Because we've sure got a lot in our government that are not walking with the Lord. They've brought all this evil that we have right now upon our land. And they're working right now to bring a whole lot more and even a different way of life that will take our nation and our land further away from the Lord our God. and most especially the Lord Jesus Christ. If we don't get them out of office and get them stopped, we are going to lose our nation and our way of life as we know it. And our study and everything that we do would have to be done in secret. And we cannot keep the Lord our God in secret. So you know that's going to mean that a lot of us are going to be jailed, killed, just as it was with the early church time and the apostles. Think about it. Get yourself right with God and get your strength in your faith to be able to stand against what Satan is going to try to throw at us. And let's keep praying that enough of us comes together to vote these people out of office and to vote in those that will walk with the Lord our God and will work to put our land back upon the foundation and our government back upon that foundation in which it was founded, that being the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray for those that are on my heart and those that are standing right now in need of help. Father, any powers. Right now, Father, he is in need of help. Help him, Father. Help him. Give him the way to get the things done that he needs to get done, Father. We know there's a way. Father, I know that you know it. Now guide him in the right way, Father, to get these things done. He loves you. Now, Father, help him. Dennis Lee, Father. Dennis. Father, we know there is something keeping Dennis away from your people, away from you. We don't know what it is. But whatever it is, Father, pray for you to remove it and get it back in to your word and the study of your word. Back in with us, Father. And those three in Texas, Amy, Tom, Jacob, Father, they need to be closer to the Lord. I pray for them to really see the Lord Jesus, to really know who he is and what they need in their lives. Father, James Taylor. James, Father, I don't know what's happened with him, but he needs to be back in church, Father. Bobby and Millie Johnson, me also, Father. They love you, but things are keeping them out of church, and they need to be back in church. Father, my wife, you know what was wrong with her, and you know why. Touch her, Father, with thy healing. My healing becomes from those stripes that Jesus bore. Father, heal her mind. Bring her home to me so she can stand by my side, Father. She loved you, Father, and you know that. Now make her whole, Father. Father, Gordon and Shane are both in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Holy Spirit work with them and get them to understand their need for Jesus. Father, Chris, Sam, my little family, Holy Spirit, work with them. Give them that desire to fulfill. Of what they have been. Thank you. And that the thoughts are that they need to be in service. Let them see that they do, Father. Father, pursue. Father, keep them. She's lost for you. Lost the one she had. Father, let her know that you're there for her and with her. And Daryl and Debbie, Father, wake them up and let them know that they need to get that church at work. Now, Father, for myself, you know exactly what I need, Father. You know what has kept me homebound. And time will not do anything about it. But, Father, I know that your healing takes care of everything, Father. There's nothing too bad, nothing too strong that you cannot take care of. I'm asking you now, Father, to make me a whole man so that I can continue on reaching out into the harvest to help those that are walking in darkness by sharing the word with them and letting them see they stand in need of the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and share the word with them till they know how to get there, Father, and to receive what they need. Now, Father, be with us through this evening and through the night. Bring us all back together again in the morning, Father, at 10 a.m. and back into your word. This is my prayer tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. Walk with God, He'll walk with you. Have a good night. and I pray that you'll be with me in the morning. Good night, all.